Best thing you can do is ask for help, because if you ask for help, you become an investment of that person.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
The biggest mistake that I made in my life was not having mentors. And don't pick your mentors, you know, conveniently. Meaning, hey, you know, I like this guy or this person is my teacher. To me, mentorship is the accelerator of all accelerators. Because if you're particular in what you want, you should find someone that's already in that situation, right? And have at least three people, and don't be afraid to ask for help. The biggest compliment that I get during the day is you guys showing up and giving me your time. And meanwhile, everyone's amazed that I give an hour of my time. But to me, it's people ask, oh, can you help me with this? I admire you, can you help me with this? You know, I've always taken that as a huge compliment. So you're complimenting someone when you ask them for mentorship. Also be very specific about the ask, right? When I ask, you know, big time guys to mentor me, I'm very specific. I'm like, I want you to mentor me on your relationship with money. I need your cell phone. I will be very concise. I'll call, text, or email you with a specific question. I'll make it very easy for you. But, you know, answering those quick questions can change your entire life. Also, by asking for mentorship, you become an investment of that person, right? Ben Franklin, in his autobiography, wrote, best thing you can do is ask for help, because if you ask for help, you become an investment of that person. You become invested in them, right? I'm invested in you, right? I'm invested in you. Now him, Cam, today, right? I'm gonna want, because if I'm helping you, you're an extension of me. It's proving the connectivity, and I'm gonna want your success and my success. I'd much rather brag about your success than something I did. You know, I've been helping Cody, started there, and now he has this, this, and this, right? 25 years old, how many properties you own? Five properties, right? And you're not cheating yourself, you're just accelerating what you wanna do. You'll still learn, but you're increasing your relationship capital, you're increasing your knowledge by gathering somebody else. There's no way you can know as much as I know about certain things. Just out of time. Even if I was completely stupid, I still would know. That's why, you know, I always ask, like, for example, anyone I ever meet that's over 100 years old, I always ask them, what's the secret to life? Right? Because they obviously know something.
Yeah.
Have you got the same answer?
They live.
Yeah. Here's the most common things I learned. One, a lot of them have one drink a day. Like, and scotch and tequila are the two most popular drinks that they have. All of them have some sort of happiness. Like, they either say, laugh a lot, have fun. Like, there's something always with happiness involved. Yeah. You know, then it varies from there. All of them all help people. One of the best pieces of advice, have young friends. Because if you want to live a long time and you live like to 100, you know, you lose almost all your friends and even your family. You know, sometimes you outlive, you know, people you're not supposed to outlive. So, you know, it keeps you young. You know, it's kept me young. Kids will keep you young, but like friend-wise, you know, it keeps me young to have 25-year-old friends. Why? Because they're doing 25-year-old things, right? And you gotta keep the movement going and do all of that. So, you know, those are the advices. But everyone, if you don't have mentors, you're missing out. You're cheating yourself.
So what does that look like? Like going about?
So, you know, when you're younger, it's literally a coach, a teacher, a dad of somebody that is in a position you want to be in. You know, you want to be a real estate guy? Ask someone that's lost $100 million in real estate to mentor you. Because at least they know what not to do. They may not even tell you what to do. You know, if you want to be a great car racer, go ask Danica Patrick. You know, if you want to be a great quarterback, go find it. And as you get older, you know, like I have mentors and I mentor people. When you get older, where it's not just to increase yours, like, you know, pay somebody, but make them guarantee, right? I pay mentors all the time. You mentor me in this, I'll pay you, but you're going to guarantee to be a profit center to me, right? And that's what I guarantee to everyone, to be a profit center. That's why I do free assessments. That's why, because I want to make sure I can be of help or I can find someone to help you and make money for you to pay for me. Make it a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. But you know, for me, it's the availability. For me, it's can I have a set call? Can I have your availability when I need you? Will you look something over for me? So it's amazing. You know how you wonder what you would do in this situation? That's my most common mentoring question that I ask. Hey, here's my situation. What would you do? Now I'm leveraging you because I want to be in your position. You know, I got this. You've done it to me tons of times. Can you look over this deal? What would you do? And then you assess it. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.